This is VOA News, the remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories related to the global coronavirus pandemic. The World Health Organization-led team investigating the origins of COVID-19 in China visited a hospital on Saturday in the central city of Wuhan. It's where some of the early coronavirus patients were treated. The visit is part of a discovery mission that has been tightly controlled by the Chinese hosts. On its second day, after 2 weeks in quarantine, the team went to the hospital where doctors had collected samples from patients suffering from an unidentified pneumonia in late 2019. Johnson & Johnson says that its single-dose vaccine was 66% effective in preventing COVID-19 in a large global trial against multiple variants. In the trial of nearly 44,000 volunteers, the level of protection against moderate and severe COVID-19 varied from 72% in the United States to 66% in Latin America and just 57% in South Africa, from where a worrying variant has spread. Novavax, another drug maker, expects to produce up to 150 million COVID-19 vaccine doses monthly by May or June, its chief executive told Reuters, after reporting data that showed it shot to be 89% effective in a UK trial. The company's CEO said Novavax expects to complete the clinical trial for its experimental COVID-19 vaccine in the next few weeks, but is already working on manufacturing to be able to reach full production capacity very quickly. And Taiwan's government on Saturday reported the island's first death from COVID-19 since May as it battles a small and unusual outbreak of locally transmitted cases. The victim was a woman in her 80s with under